Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Oil industry representatives, tax experts, lawmakers, and state employees met yesterday to start decoding a controversial new oil and gas tax credit law. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that the Department of Revenue is writing regulations that interpret House Bill 111, which eliminates cashable tax credits. State Tax Division Director Ken Alper says lawmakers set a July 1st, 2017 end date for the credits.
So for those credits that are tied to a specific set of expenses, like an exploration credit, that's easy to do, and we're able to say this invoice was from before July 1st and this one was after.
Alper says the new law accommodates yearly net operating loss credits differently.
The bill gave us additional guidance to say for 2017 specifically, you take the loss for the entire year, and then half of that credit will be eligible for cash, and then the other half will not be eligible for cash.
The State Tax Division plans to have the regulations out by January 1st when much of the law goes into effect. The Tax Division is taking comments until August 29th, after which draft regulations will be issued, followed by another round of public comment in October. A fugitive was taken into custody in Fairbanks yesterday following an hours-long standoff with law enforcement. An Alaska State Trooper report says the incident began before noon Tuesday after 41-year-old Kilo Smoke was involved in a traffic accident and tracked to his Prospect Drive home, where he tried to escape, then hid. It says troopers determined Smoke was wanted in Idaho for a parole violation. A trooper tactical team was called in to secure the area and attempt communication with Smoke over a loudspeaker. Smoke would not talk, and the standoff lasted into the night until officers secured a search warrant and entered the home, where a trooper dog found Smoke hiding in a crawl space. He was arrested and jailed at Fairbanks Correctional Center. Fairbanks police have scheduled a press conference for this morning to release video of an officer-involved shooting. Police spokeswoman Yumi McCullough says the footage was recorded by officers May 25th as they pursued and shot 23-year-old Sean Buck.
The body cam video and dash cam video kind of want the public to see what the course of action was.
Police say the incident began with an attempt to arrest Buck on an outstanding warrant related to a theft conviction. They say Buck drove away and a vehicle chase followed in which Buck fired shots at pursuing officers. The interaction ended with officers shooting Buck as he tried to ram a patrol vehicle on a Mitchell Expressway on-ramp. Buck subsequently died of gunshot wounds. A state trooper investigation found officers were justified in shooting Buck. Police say this morning's 10 o'clock press conference at the department is for media only, but that the event will be streamed on Facebook and posted on YouTube. The fate of the long-pursued Interior Energy Project will soon come into better focus. The state-funded effort hinges on a natural gas supply from Cook Inlet. And Jomo Stewart, general manager of the borough's Interior Gas Utility, says a contract is expected by a September 5th board meeting.
We already have scheduled at our next board meeting to get the first run of financial modeling for this project as it will stand, having secured a gas supply.
The project plan calls for the IGU to purchase and merge operations with local gas utility Fairbanks Natural Gas. The Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority purchased FNG's parent company, Pentex, in anticipation of financing its resale to the IGU. Stewart says that's still the plan, as long as the gas contract comes in at a good price.
You wouldn't want to move forward on the purchase of this kind of major investment and accepting that kind of debt load in the absence of definition on things like what's the gas supply cost.
Stewart notes numerous other moving parts that need to be nailed down, including the cost of expanding Cook Inlet LNG processing, transporting it to and storing it in Fairbanks, as well as local demand projections.
Getting that definition is actually what's in the offing now. And so over the course of the next, month and a half, that information that has been generated is going to start to become public.
The over $300 million state finance project is aimed at increasing local availability of a cleaner, potentially cheaper alternative to oil, coal, and wood. But Stewart cautions it may not be a slam dunk.
We're not going to want to move forward on a knife edge.
In this case, I think the glass is more than half full.
Borough Assemblymember John Davies is optimistic that the Interior Energy Project can succeed and reminds the public that a lot has gone into getting to this point, and it's important to see the project through.
The problem I see is that the history of Fairbanks has been that we pick a direction and then we stop and we go some other direction, and that way that's a guaranteed to get nowhere.
Davey suspects the challenge will be in sorting out the details.
I think it's very likely we're getting a project that works. The question is how well will it work and how fast will we be able to build out and those kinds of questions. Those are they're kind of operational questions.
Davies also points to distribution lines already in the ground in North Pole that, if supplied with gas, could provide area residents an alternative to wood heating and reduce wintertime fine particulate pollution.
The priority was put there because of the air quality issues that are out there.
Our air quality has to change.
Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation CEO Jim Dodson says addressing air quality and the cost of energy through the Interior Energy Project is Fairbanks' best path forward.
We can make this our project, and that $325 million that Fairbanks got to do this, even though it wasn't enough money, it is a darn good start. And by the way, it's the only start we've ever had.
Dodson says the project is the first time the state has invested in energy for Fairbanks. I'm Dan Bross.